are on the corner of 49th and Oxbow Avenue, about a block and a half east of the Empire Mall, and we're in beautiful Sertoma Park.
And what is the mission of the Outdoor Campus? What are you there to do, Thea?
We are here to get people in touch with their outdoor heritage. We teach things here like hunting, fishing, camping, canoeing, ice fishing, all kinds of sports.
And just because it's winter, you're still active, right?
We love winter here. We are really hoping for more snow. We're active. We're doing cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and ice fishing like crazy right now.
How does one get involved with all the activities?
Well, there's a couple different ways. We offer classes. All of our classes are free, and you can sign up for those online on our website at outdoorcampus.org, or you can give us a call, and we'll walk you through it and sign you up for classes. We have some openings left. Our classes do fill pretty quick because they're free, but we will do our best to get you in them.
And obviously, this time of year, they're winter, obviously, activities.
Right. Yeah. This time of year, we love to get people outdoors. We tell you to dress in layers and wear your warmest boots, and we'll teach you how to snowshoe and cross-country ski and go ice fishing.
And then when do you make the change into the spring, summer activities? What's going to be happening there?
Well, our spring program brochure, all the classes that we'll be offering in the spring, will come out on January 29th. You can pick up a copy of that here, or you can go to our website and get it there. Registration for the spring classes will be February 12th. And in those classes, you're going to see some really fun new things. I know we have a new deer hunting class. We're doing lots of archery because everybody wants to learn how to be Katniss Everdeen. And we have lots of fun stuff planned for spring.
You are a branch of South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, right?
We are. We're a branch of South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. And our funding comes from the sale of hunting and fishing licenses in South Dakota.
Can we just come by and visit?
Absolutely. Right now is a great time to bring by preschoolers. The other kids are in school, and we have this great play area in our museum. There's a big aquarium, and it's set up like a campsite. So kids absolutely love to go in the tent and pretend they're cooking over the fire. We'll be adding a puppet stage in there soon. It's just got great fun for little kids. We have a lot of moms that stop by.
And I see on your website, too, that you also have room for volunteers. How do I volunteer to help out?
You can volunteer in a lot of different ways. We need people to work at our front desk and greet visitors. We need people who can help us teach classes. We have some openings for people who want to help us feed our outdoor birds and our indoor animals. To register to be a volunteer, you just go to our website and click on the volunteer button, and that'll start the process. We'll bring you in for an interview.
So you do have wildlife on site, right?
We do. You know, there's no fence around the outdoor campus, but just yesterday we had 6 deer walk right across by my window. That was pretty exciting to see, and we regularly see fox, and we see, in the summertime, all kinds of animals, including groundhogs. So we're looking forward to February.
Yeah, well, and let's talk about your website. Yeah, you've got a great website. It's got everything that you need to know.
Our website's outdoorcampus.org, but one of the things I always tell people is check our Facebook page. It's under The Outdoor Campus. And that's where we keep the most updated stuff. Every day we're posting there on if we're having a surprise class or a pop-up class or if we have to cancel a class because there's not enough snow. You'll find the most and fastest information on our Facebook.